Dozens of sheriff's deputies allowed to serve in one Bay Area county after failing their psych evaluation. So the question tonight, how did that happen?
This is a mess that should never have happened.
Food workers at SFO hit the picket lines for the second straight day. Their stories of struggle as they try to make ends meet. And Governor Newsom signs a number of bills to protect abortions and to get rid of the so-called pink tax.
You're watching CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Hello, let's get to the bottom of this. The Alameda County Sheriff's Department under the microscope tonight for hiring dozens of deputies who failed to pass their psych exams. Well, they're now on desk duty awaiting new tests. In the meantime, we sent Max Darrow to find out how this happened in the first place.
Of the 47 deputies suspended, 30 of them worked here at the Santa Rita Jail in Dublin. The other 17 had various assignments throughout Alameda County.
The internal audit came after a double homicide in Dublin where an Alameda County Sheriff's deputy was arrested and charged in the killings. The audit reveals since 2016, despite receiving not suited marks on their required psychological exams during the hiring process, 47 deputies were still hired.
This is a mess that should never have happened.
Ladoris Hazard Cordell is a retired Superior Court judge and former independent police auditor for the city of San Jose.
Somebody knew, or if no one knew in the sheriff's department, this is just gross negligence and not even knowing what the requirements are to be a law enforcement person in California.
The 47 deputies received this letter from the sheriff explaining the office operated under inaccurate guidance from the California Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training, or POST, that allowed them to hire candidates despite them being deemed psychologically not suited for the job.
There's more to it than this score, and it's being represented like we hired a bunch of psychopaths to be. No, these are people that we're trying to suit and give opportunities to, and that are from our community and that will grow into their profession.
Lieutenant Ray Kelly is the spokesperson for the Alameda County Sheriff's Office. He says POST standards have changed since 2016.
How did we get here?
I think this is an error on the part of our management that's in charge of the hiring process, as well as a problem where we were given some bad information.
He says the sheriff acted quickly once they discovered the problem.
He chose to immediately suspend peace officer powers for those individuals.
Cordell described the situation as
problematic on every level.
She foresees legal fallout from several directions.
You may have defendants who were prosecuted and may be convicted because of testimony of these individuals.
Also, possibly from the deputies who were wrongly hired.
You have these 47 individuals who all of a sudden are put on desk duty and have been told, probably for the very first time, that they are not psychologically, or at least were deemed not psychologically suited for the job. How must they feel?
Big picture.
The question remains, why would anyone in the sheriff's department, rule or no rule, hire someone who has been deemed to be psychologically unsuitable to be in law enforcement?
The deputies will retake the psych exams in the coming days and weeks, and according to the sheriff's letter, they will be reinstated to full duty if they pass. In Dublin, Max Darrow, KPIX 5.
All right, we reached out to major police departments and sheriff's departments across the Bay Area to find out if they were performing a similar review of psychological evaluations. All that responded said they don't hire anyone who fails a psych exam. All right, on to SFO now. Travelers through SFO will have limited food options until further notice, with most food workers out on strike. The 1,000 or so union workers say they average just over $17 an hour and haven't had a raise in years. Some say they have more than one job just to make ends meet. And tonight they're sounding off on social media. Here's Antonio.
This is Antonio Poloni from the Manufacturing Food Hall here in Terminal A, where we sell $21 margaritas and we're getting paid $16 an hour. I am going on strike because I can't afford to live in this Bay Area.
I'm standing outside the Giants Club. I work here as a bartender. I'm making $15.10 an hour, and a hamburger costs $19.95. Not fair.
So the union wants a significant wage increase and affordable health care. There are 30 different restaurant groups involved in the negotiations, which at this point have simply stalled out. The Board of Supervisors is expected to address the strike at tonight's meeting. Meantime, off-duty flight attendants from Southwest and United Airlines were out picketing at airports across the country, including Oakland and SFO. The unions are negotiating a number of pay and staffing-related issues. Airport officials say today's protests won't disrupt air travel. All right, Governor Newsom has three more days to approve or veto the pile of bills on his desk right now. Among those he signed today, a package of more than a dozen bills protecting abortion and other reproductive care. Now, they include a bill that allows trained nurse practitioners to perform first trimester abortions. Another ensures pregnancy loss is not considered a crime, regardless of the circumstances. A third prohibits law enforcement agencies from helping with out-of-state abortion investigations. Now, most abortions are banned in now 14 states following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. In a statement, the California Family Council said, quote, Governor Newsom tells pregnant women California has their back, but only if they choose to end their pregnancies. This package provides no care for women who choose to keep their children. Another bill on the governor's desk signed off on today aims to make it easier and safer for Californians to vote. It will increase ballot drop-off locations, especially on college campuses. It also prevents harassment of election officials by keeping their private information out of public records. And the governor also signed off on abolishing the so-called pink tax. It will prohibit the state from charging higher prices for women's toiletries and other products. Companies that violate the law could face thousands in fines. It is a show of solidarity in the South Bay tonight. The rally underway right now in support of women in Iran who are fighting for their government for more rights.
Y aunque todo me tortura, sé querer.
And she is a Grammy-nominated singer bringing Mexican folk music to fans around the world. How she is keeping her family's legacy alive.
And this is a completely different view from yesterday at this time. The marine layer's totally gone from the coast. It's going to try and come back in tonight. We might see a few clouds. But we're turning the corner now. And there is a warm-up coming our way that goes along with this. I'll show you how high the numbers will be by Friday. Coming up.